This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
In my backyard, in my shed, I interview some of my favorite people on the planet.
I caught Bobby jerking off when we were living together.
I don't remember this. Okay. I don't remember this.
I was very gregarious at work.
I want a ding every time he uses an awesome word.
If you had a choice, you know, a girl coming over, would you take your blood pressure medicine or a nice fat blue pill?
If I had your dick or my dick?
So I'm saying their script sucks to their face.
That's great.
Did it ten times.
10 times? No wonder you're in a shed with me.
I don't watch
what
porn.
What do you use to masturbate?
My hand.
This looks like the room Jim Morrison died in. That's the fun thing about it.
What? A comedian's comedian. I take that out.
I think I'm going to throw a rock right through the window.
Why? The shed brings it out in everybody. Yeah, baby. We're starting the podcast right now. We're back. You Know What, Dude, live. Welcome, everybody, to the show. YKWD. I started a social media podcast. The fact. The YKWD podcast.
YKWD's back again.
Old school, back in the day, where it all started, before them all.
YKWD's
podcast is so fun and crazy.
It has no rules.
Shut up. You're ruining this.
Where's the bandana, man?
Sorry, it's a comedy podcast. This isn't NPR.
That's what this podcast does.
Is there any better show? This is the original. Perfect ending.
Wow.
We had three. The first time you gave me the song, there was like five of those. So went ba-na-na-na-na, boo-now, ba-na-na-na-na, boo-now, ba-na-na-na-na, boo-now. Like, oh, dude, I can't.
Yeah.
And then he fixed. The guy's great.
Sounds good.
He's amazing. What's his
name?
That
was the song I was singing, wasn't it?
John Glennon.
John Glennon is, if you need a theme song, you got to go to that kid. He charges.
John Lennon. He died years ago.
John Glennon.
It's his cousin.
Oh, John.
From
They just gave different names.
He's the one that went to the moon, but also wrote all those beautiful songs. John Glennon.
Support for the YKWD comes from Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision engineering tools for your family jewels. Get 20% off and free shipping. Free shipping, 20% off if you use code word DUDE at manscaped.com. Guys, we're in a fucking crisis.
We sure are.
We're in an epidemic. This fucking world is falling apart.
Can I tell you something?
Tom Brady has left the Patriots. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Him and Belichick couldn't patch it up, huh?
God.
Kevin Durant has corona.
He sure does.
Who's Kevin Durant? Oh, really?
Who's Kevin Durant?
Sorry.
He's a New York native athlete.
Yeah, whatever. Here's the deal with this whole fucking thing.
Mm.
I think that he's going to L.A. I think he's playing for the Chargers because it's L.A. It's Hollywood. He has a production team. And his wife's out there anyways. They're going to be – he's a Hollywood guy.
Yeah.
It's Hollywood Brady.
You don't think it's Vegas Brady?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, I don't think Vegas is getting him.
I think the Giants are going to sign him. Just do a one last run for 2 years.
It's not going to happen.
We got Daniel Jones. We good?
Fuck you, Daniel Jones. He stinks.
You ain't getting Brady. He ain't going to fucking.
I think we'll get Belichick before we get Brady.
Yeah. You ain't getting Belichick.
I think he might be close to done.
No.
I don't know if he.
Belichick's. Would. No, because he's the one who got rid of Brady. He's the one who said, fuck you. And he's the one who said, I don't know. Of course, I'm not a sports commentator. I'm not Stephen A. something. I'm not going to scream into the microphone what I don't know.
Stephen A. Snacks.
Yeah, snacks. but I think Belichick is staying put. He's going to try to, and he, let's see what, if he can put together another team that goes to the Super Bowl, it's him.
Yeah.
Brady's fucking, everything Brady's going to be wiped out. If he takes somebody's fucking uncle and makes him a quarterback and goes and wins a Super Bowl, even goes to the Super Bowl.
It'd be wildly impressive. Yeah. Now, well, let me ask you this. As a Patriots fan, would you...
How do you have such perfect hair in a fucking a pandemic?
It's all I have. So...
And why are you looking more female in every day I see you?
He's taking estrogen.
Now, what's happening?
Well, when the rapture comes, I want women and children.
The future is
you're
female.
What Tig wants to look like.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have scars on his tits.
Oh, jeepers, creepers. Where'd you get those weepers? What the fuck, man?
Can I say thank you for having us here, and clearly you trust us very much?
This is Mike Feeney.
You're the only ones
Canada,
that would make it. Everybody else canceled. Not one other comic would come in. Yeah, I was just...
Yeah,
I had to go
desperate.
You were the bottom of the fucking barrel. I asked everybody before you guys.
Hurtful, but so I have a question. No. Wait, as a Patriots fan, would you get rid of the Super Bowl if you could find out that Aaron Hernandez, you could go back in time, fix it to where Aaron Hernandez doesn't murder anybody, but you would lose that Super Bowl. Would you do it?
Is he still gay?
He's still gay.
Oh, yeah.
But he wouldn't play football for the Patriots and you wouldn't win the Super Bowl, that Super Bowl.
Say the question again.
Would you
He's
go back in
time?
If
you'd spare three people that you don't know's lives to keep
Super Bowl.
A Super Bowl.
No.
I don't doubt you or fault you for that answer.
Yeah. I want those six rings.
Of course. Yeah. And the documentary.
Hey, don't hang out with bad people.
Yeah.
That's what I say. And the
The
podcast was great. I think the podcast was actually better than the documentary.
What podcast?
The podcast was called The Gladiator, and it was one of those series. What are those called?
Limited runs. Limited series.
No.
Limited guy.
No.
What if we say limited? No. More? Limited.
I think my mic's off.
No, it's not. Oh. It's on. Oh, believe it. I wish it was off.
I think
on limited run.
I think because what I said was right.
No, what are they called?
The limited series?
No.
I love you, Mike. Thanks for having my
that's
back.
What I thought they were. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
called,
it is.
What are they called? They're called
special events.
No.
Serial
podcasts. Yeah.
No, that is a podcast called Serial.
No, that's a style of podcast.
Serialized podcast.
Okay, now whatever. Now you're getting back into it.
This is why it's tough for me to do the podcast with him, because he's adversarial and then I get adversarial with you, and I don't want to be because we've built trust and love.
Yeah, we have a friendship.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've had one too. But
sure.
Your problem is
my problem. I didn't speak. I had a whole serial thing. I gave you the answer you were looking for while not shitting on him. I played it perfectly.
Gasp for air right there.
We're still figuring out how to play Bob. Yeah. How to deal with it.
Yeah, we got out of doing this podcast together, and we're always like, I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know what happened or why we
turned
on each other.
Well, this whole thing is more or less coping. We're just coping.
Yeah,
but I like both of you guys a lot.
Individually.
And I like both of you guys together.
All right.
I like you together. I mean, I like both of you guys a lot. Now, that Sagalo fucking fatso.
He's
listen, that little two-ton Tessie, that British fucking sitcom star. No, I'm kidding. I love that kid, too.
He would love to come
back. Sagalo really is James Corden if he got no opportunities.
Yeah, but he's James Corden's sister. He's very female looking. You know what I mean?
He's got sweet cheeks.
He's very nondescript.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could switch at any point and just be like, listen. I'd be like, okay.
Brenda.
Yeah. You Brenda Sagalo.
Oh, Brendan looks like a waitress from the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah. You know what I want to do? I really do. No, it didn't hit.
I know. If I got it out without saying Renaissance.
Yeah. Yeah. If it didn't turn into.
Actually, would have
the waitress from the Renaissance
baby.
Fair.
Yeah.
I think I would have enjoyed that better if you didn't stutter step that. If you went full commit on
yeah,
the.
Yeah, it was better.
I think I really do want to sponsor his skateboarding, though.
You should.
I want YKWD to sponsor him. I want
that is a skateboard logo. Like that should be in the middle of a deck.
Yeah, yeah. I want to get stickers and shirts, and we sponsor him.
And he's bad.
I love it.
Yeah,
I want him to do videos for me, sponsoring YKWD, but doing the tricks he does.
Oh my God! Yeah, yeah,
that's what I want.
He's starved for content. You'd think he'd jump at the opportunity.
He's not starved.
Well, speaking of content, he's not starved at all. Speaking of content, you have a video that hit a million views.
Million views. Man versus vending machine. It's on my Instagram now.
Now, did you set that up or did that really just happen?
What do you mean, set that up? Oh, yeah. No, it really... Here's the thing.
Did you see how he looked down, though, at first with faux humility? He's like, yeah, you know, a million views. It's been nice for my life. Like, he wants to look you in the eyes and tell you how much you're... acknowledgement means.
It does feel great. But
now, can I ask a question before?
I don't think you liked the video. I
did like it.
What? Okay. Sorry, Mike stood up.
Are we
are
we good?
Lunge on me
like a huge meerkat.
Yes.
Are we good? We have no video. But the video is not playing.
No,
okay.
No, he's just bringing up the video and couldn't see the monitor.
Eric Rivera wants to FaceTime.
Oh.
Sure.
But no, so it started as a series of Instagram stories where I was in Mohegan Sun and I was trying to kill some time. I was walking down to the showroom and just as I was walking past a fucking vending machine, I saw two of the bags hanging over. So I thought it'd be fun to, if I can film it, my goal was I'll put in the $2, the three bags will fall, it'll be great. But then when I filmed it, turns out the third bag got stuck as well, and then I went on and did shows at Mohegan Sun. And then for the rest of the night, I opened up my phone after probably 3 hours. I was already out drinking with the staff, and I had all these DMs of people being like, we got to see what happens. Go put more money in. We'll Venmo you. So people started Venmoing me to spend more money
Did you need the Venmo?
No, but they were like, that was easy. That was easy enough.
That's how he protects himself from all the comments that are just like, oh, yeah, but you still spend $8 on popcorn, loser.
Yeah, it was wild. That was a lot of the response. But so then
yeah,
I go back.
There's a lot of hacks out in the world. A lot of people that don't pay attention to what the previous person said.
I feel responsible for them. I think the Opie and Anthony and the tough crowd, we really created a
echo chamber?
No. I think because of the way we did things that we created these little orgs.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's mostly your fault why my feelings get hurt on a daily basis on social media.
Yeah, but just to know this, mine get hurt too. Like,
okay, good.
Everything I do,
yeah.
We just did a live feed. There was 7 thumbs down. And it's like,
why?
Why? Are you here?
They're subscribed to be reminded to thumb it down.
Right. Yeah. So you have to, you can't, I don't look at comments anymore on anything I do. Smart. I can't get accolades.
Yeah.
And I because I don't want to see the.
We'll find the one negative and focus.
But what I'm hoping for is that one day a comment section just materializes itself into my father. Tells me I've done good.
Just the good part of the comment section.
Well, you'd have to actually become that type of comedian though.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I'm not. I'm not a. Yeah. I'm
most comedians that are successful don't look at comments. They have somebody do their shit for them. Well, they provide the content for it. And then they don't care about, they just care about the likes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got 12,000 likes or 100 million likes. That's it. Who gives a fuck? Why would you ever read what people have to say?
Well, that's the funny thing too, is because like Mike said, there's so many redundant comments of people like literally right above each other being like, he could have gone to Walmart and bought a giant bag. And you're like, it wasn't about that. So I end up doing the whole thing and it ends up going well. Mm-hmm. And then the next day I wake up to all these people being like, that was a great story. So then I had some couple comics be like, you should edit that together and make a thing.
Yeah.
And then, I just put some, dramatic music to it, edited it. And it went on Barstool, which did great on its own right.
How did it get on Barstool?
So I was talking to the people at Barstool and they were like, we want to put the video on, but I had to take away.
They get in touch with, settle down now.
Okay, sorry.
You're burying the lead.
No, well.
Barstool, did they get in touch with you? Or did you get in touch with them?
Some people started tagging them in the thing and then I messaged them the actual video. Then they said, we want to list it, but you can't use the copyrighted music in it. So strip that off and send it back to us. So they have a copy of the video without the music, but I had already posted mine. So I was like, I'll do it under the condition that I can keep my video up so they don't, because otherwise they own the rights to the new videos.
They own it.
To the non-music
one. So when you give them something, they own it?
They'll own it if it's the non-music.
So they can make money off of that.
They can.
Yeah.
They made a lot of money off of it.
I don't know if they did because theirs was different. Now, they have 3 million views on their page for the video, but it's limited because with mine, it has, like I said, they have 7 million followers, 3 million views. I only have a couple, you know, 10,000 or whatever followers, but a million views on this, because the music is what, hell, it's what makes it. You know what I mean? I think the rest of it does well, but with the music, it adds another layer.
Quincy Jones?
Yeah, the music, baby. It's all about the rhythm. It's all about the... Yeah,
you can have the flat ones.
It's what you're not hearing. You understand? It's...
You can have the Naked Wings version.
Yeah, yeah.
I have the sausage.
Yeah, I got the
sauce with the dipping sauce.
I got the recipe, yeah. But they were nice enough to list it, which was great. And then, video blew up, which has been nice. And it's...
What video? What's the other video that blew up?
Well, I've had some stand-up ones. The Don't Eat the Milligram Edible one, the Don't Travel High one. Those have, I mean, blown up relative to my following. There's, you know, 200,000 views on them or something.
That's
like
great.
That. Yeah, it's awesome.
Here's the thing with Instagram. I was getting 80,000 views for a minute, like 70,000, 60,000, 70,000, 80,000, 90. And then somebody hit a button. I did something. Somebody complained.
Did you get flagged for a specific joke?
Shut me down. I can't.
I've heard of
that. I was getting 150, 190, and then now I get 2,000 maybe.
And that's somebody doing. There's no way.
That's active.
I fucking.
That's crazy.
There's no way you go from there. So they're literally deciding who sees your shit.
Yeah.
So if you do that, that's fine. But you got to let me be able to change your mind. You have to let me be able to contact you.
Right.
You have to let me be able to fucking grease the wheels, as they say. You can't just, there can't be just a group of people or a couple people deciding who they fuck. That is
the gatekeepers.
Yeah, that is some Moroccan kid in a laptop farm just pressing a button and saying no more for this guy. He's gotten enough flags.
And that's what's crazy too is I'm gonna try and blow past that. That was the just because.
But that's what it is. That's who's cooking. Their tech support.
It wasn't. It's some girl with a hairline that meets her eyebrows that fucking hates guys like me.
You're just picturing audience members.
Oh, it's just a chick with a hoodie she hasn't washed in 10
I think
years.
It's much less personal. I think it's just if you get flags, if it's about whatever content, they're like,
it is
done.
Not. I saw that. Didn't Rogan's podcast, the people with Twitter? There's people whose job it is to review stuff. And when they see something, they're like, yeah, boom, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that you shouldn't be able to do that.
Right.
You should be able to let, if it becomes organic, let it go.
And
apparently people were viewing it. People liked it and people were sharing it, all those videos of mine or yours.
And then six people complained and it's
then,
over.
And then it's like, you know, but those people could be assholes.
Right.
They could be racist. They could be.
They could be trying to be funny.
They could be those scumbags.
Because they're OAA fans.
Right. Well, I mean, look, those people exist on all these platforms now where they fucking hate you.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is I noticed, because you can look at your analytics now, and I noticed with the vending machine one, that got on the Explore page, which, you know, so a lot of people shared it around and stuff. But
how does it get on there?
All of my videos used to jump on.
That's what I'm saying.
All of them.
The Explore page is what it gets on. But my stand-up clips, none of them have been on the Explore. It's been like 9 people. The rest of them are all DMs, which is nice, because I guess it's just word of mouth or whatever. But the vending machine one, it for sure has the most for a reason. It's because it was on the, you know, got out there.
But then I'll even have that stuff that's supposed to game the algorithm, where I'll have like 500 shares, you know, 25 comments, whatever, 45, whatever the fuck it is, and then it'll still have 3,300
views. Because they put you on something and that person got fired or left or got married, cat died or whatever, fucking mastectomy, whatever happened to that
person. That's really frustrating.
And you're
makes you want a Mandalay Bay.
I'm trying so hard to be with you.
You don't feel that way? You don't get enraged to the point where you're like, yeah, I'll take a duffel bag that's 180 pounds to the top of a hotel and
Never get that way. Can you not say that on my podcast?
That on our podcast.
I would never say that to any other person.
I don't want that. I don't want to be in your fucking Netflix documentary. He said it right on the show.
Yeah, he admitted to what.
Would you take down this podcast if you knew it could save 3 lives?
No. I need these cocksuckers who get this to go to Patreon and fucking join.
Yeah, yeah. If I become a murderer, it helps your show.
No.
Put this episode behind the paywall. Everyone will listen.
Yeah, yeah.
Like for clues. Be like, oh no, there it was.
Doesn't Hyenas do like a $5,000 level on Patreon?
They have $1 million level for that episode with Tim Dillon.
Yeah.
Where Tim Dillon threw everyone under the bus.
Who did he throw under the bus?
Everybody.
Me too?
I don't think he didn't do that to you.
No, but a lot of the Me Too people.
It was a lot of people in the industry and a lot of.
Who were Me Too peoples?
Yeah.
He knew who they were?
So it was a lot of people. It was a lot of shit. Most of it was just
fucking
around.
Did he out any of the gays?
No, I don't like that.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was a lot of just fucking
then
around.
And he's not brave.
Being funny, but people can't take jokes, so.
Yeah, well, that's Tim Dillon's fucking funny.
No, it's an hilarious episode.
If you don't think Tim Dillon's funny, there's something wrong with you. There's nobody who fucking just doesn't give a fuck like him. Except for you, because you just admitted to murdering a bunch of people.
No, the feeling and the
feeling. Desire.
Yeah, the desire.
Have you had the desire?
No. Well, I guess I shouldn't say that. You can envision it. Sure. You know, you don't
listen to like Eminem Kim and hear him like dismembering his wife and just like get a little bit of pleasure out of that acting out and you never
sometimes
doing it.
There used to be a kid that would bully me on my bus, and I thought about the because you know there's on the school bus they have those slats of the window where you put your fingers in and you pull it down, but it doesn't go down all the way. But there's that metal piece that connects the two.
Yeah.
And you know, you casually think about like if he was sleeping against it, you just go up, you grab his head, pull it really far away, and then slam it into the metal a couple times. But then you go back to your seat calmly, and then nobody fucks with you again.
We had some bullies on my bus in fourth grade that would often they'd undo the like tank, the submarine tops of the bus, and pop it and stick their head like whatever. I had countless visions of a tree straight decapitating their heads and their bodies spilling out onto the bus. And
I think I've actually gone through with some violent shit like that because of bullies.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've so maybe somebody? I've come to the other side of it and I felt terrible at the end of it. You know what I mean?
You've like, killed someone?
No, I haven't killed somebody.
What's the most violent thing you've ever done?
I did a lot of violent shit.
It's all in the far past, legally allowed.
This isn't funny. I don't know why I'm laughing. We were all in a car, me and five of my friends. Yeah. And there was a guy on a bike, and we beeped the horn. And he turned around and he went, fuck you. And we all got out of the car and beat the fuck out of him. And then we took his bike and threw it. And then we drove over his bike.
Please, before I continue laughing, tell me he was a white guy.
Oh, yeah, he was a white guy.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Now it's hilarious. Fuck
he was a hipster, he was in the South Medford, which is the Italian part of town. And he must have been a college student or some dickhead. And he was in front of us. And he didn't know who, we were on a two-door Monte Carlo. And he didn't know who was in the car. And there was a lot of fucking, I was the youngest one in the car.
Yeah.
But the guys I was with were really, tough guys. Just
looking for fights.
And they beeped. He wouldn't get out of the fucking way because they wanted to take a right. And he just went, fuck you. And they went, fucking what? Then dying for the, just you hear doors open, chink, 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 chink. You know, we just fucking got out of the car, fucking grabbed all five of us all at once. Like it was like we were police.
Yeah.
Like, this is what we do.
Like, you had trained for it.
Coordinated attack.
Yeah, everybody just got out.
And they knew their role.
All you heard was, you motherfucker. And then, fucking.
Were you mostly hands or were you feet?
With that guy, it was feet.
Yeah.
Because I think somebody punched him, went down.
And then you stomped him.
And then we just kicked in the gut and fucking the head and then grabbed his bike and threw it in the street and rolled over it. I think. I got beat up a lot too. I got beat up a bunch.
Yeah, by groups.
I got beat up one time. I got beat up one time. Me and Frankie Frala Castro, who was basically my Arthur Fonzarelli.
Okay.
Just the coolest kid ever. Blonde Italian kid. just that's fucking beautiful. Just a good looking kid.
Yeah.
Leather jacket, wife beater, tucked in, jeans.
He was Knicky.
He was Kinnicky. He was a motherfucker without the pocky skin. You know what I mean?
I think that guy died, right?
Nah, hopefully. He was an alcoholic.
He was on like Surreal Life or something like that. And
he was on Celebrity Fit Club.
That's right. Yeah, he was just a fucking disaster.
So we went to the projects, Somerville Projects, which now it's funny because Somerville is like Brooklyn now. You can't buy a house. It's all hipsters. It's all fucking far left people. But back when I was growing up, I'd get beat up if I went there because I was from Medford. And they'd literally go, where are you from? And you say Medford because you couldn't not say it because God forbid somebody from Medford heard you say Somerville.
Right.
So I remember we went to the projects at like 12 at night to get weed. And we're just so stupid and naive.
You're 10?
I was 13.
Jesus Christ.
And we went to the projects and we're like, yo, we were looking for weed. And the kid was like, I got you. And he took us into the thing. We had to go to the hallway. It was really creepy. And then the kid got us weed. And he's like, hey, you want to go smoke? And he's like, Frankie was like, nah, we're good. Because Frankie was a tough one. You know?
Yeah.
He's like, we're good. We're gonna go back. We gotta go. And we left. And there's in the summer project, there's a pyramid. And at the top of the pyramid was like a playground. Mm-hmm. In the middle of the project.
That's so where the Illuminati would fuck children.
That was good. We went up to the top and we lit up. And all of a sudden, those two dudes who got us the weed, who are our age, and then two men.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Just men. Were like, yo, smoke that weed with us, the kids. And Frankie was like, no. I would have been like, sure, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever you want.
And I remember they beat the fuck out of us.
And the men?
My face was, they broke my nose. Yeah, the men were fucking just cracking us. And I remember they were beating the fuck out of me, but I was all blood. So, because my nose was broken. So I was all blood.
Uh-huh.
And I was leaning against the fed, just like the fence, like fucked up. And the kid was like, leave him alone. He's bleeding. It hit him. And they were kicking Frankie, but his kidneys were bleeding. Like,
oh,
he was bleeding.
Shit.
They didn't know he was bleeding internally.
Oh my God.
But I looked like I was murdered.
Yeah.
Like somebody was murdering me.
You just and
the kid, I remember he was talking to me. He's like, so what's up? Where are you from? And I'm like, I'm Medford. And he's like, really? He goes, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yeah, he's one of my uncle's friends. He said, get the fuck. No shit. He's a good friend of mine. I was like, oh yeah, he's a good friend. And he was like, all right, dude. Well, we're going to get this over with. Whack. Just punches me in the gut. I couldn't breathe.
What was your crime? Like, just not smoking weed with them?
We shouldn't have been. You don't go in the projects of Somerville in the middle of the night and go, can I get some? You go to our projects and get weed off the people we know.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember we walked away and I was blood head to toe. Frankie was just hurting. We had to hop a fence. And I just remember how proud I was of myself because I didn't cry. I was like telling Frankie, like, Frankie, I didn't cry because I was so proud that I got to the point where I caught a beating and didn't cry.
Right.
Where I shut that down.
Also, there was no way to really prove it since you were covered in blood.
Well,
tears usually streak through that.
I would.
The fucking nose.
Just how
broken.
Bobby breathed.
Yeah.
Well, I was very proud that I took a beating.
Yeah, yeah.
And didn't go, please stop. And, you know, because I've just... times before I got beat up and I was just like, come on, I give.
It's the worst if you're high too, because you're just feeling everything, so you're more sensitive to each punch.
It was so bad. I remember Frankie, we went to the projects, our projects, and this lady let us in because I was on the run. I was actually on the run. The cops were looking for me, so I was homeless at the time. I had no place to go. I was sleeping in park.
You're like Jack Kelly from Newsies.
And I remember Frankie went to the hospital.
The first time anybody's laughed at a Newsies joke in the history of my life.
I'll fucking take it.
What are you going to do?
Frankie went to the hospital, found out he was,
internally bleeding.
Internally bleeding. So I went to visit him. And then all of a sudden a cop walks in. The first cop to ever arrest me, Sergeant fucking O'Malley, whatever his name is. First cop to ever arrest me he arrested me when I was 10 for ripping off a, canteen truck. Me, Dickie Sewell, and Tony Quint, and this other girl stayed out all night one night at, like, when I was 10 or 11. And we found a canteen truck, so we just broke in and took all the cigarettes.
What is a canteen truck?
Canteen truck is like, you know, they pull up at a work where guys are working.
Oh, okay.
They have coffee and egg sandwiches.
Like,
and
the bagel carts.
Right, but it's a truck.
Yeah.
And they have cigarettes and shit like that in the day. And we took like 5 cartons of Marlboros and we went and smoked all night. And we actually, Tawny Quint, who was my girl at the time, ratted us out, this twat. And we went, that guy who arrested me was, oh my God, he walks in the room. He goes, Bobby, let's go. And there was a warrant. I knew. I was like, fuck. I go, later, Frank. And he was all fucked up. He couldn't do anything.
Wait, did you also have bruises and
my nose was broken. So I'm walking out with the guy.
What'd I do?
And he goes, we're walking out to the car, out of the hospital. And he goes, what the fuck you doing? Why would you fuck around with a goddamn vending machine if you know we're looking for you? And I go, I wasn't fucked. What are you talking about? I just got here. I was visiting Frankie. I didn't do anything to a vending machine. He goes, oh shit, I got the wrong guy.
Oh shit. What did he do? Well, who
he took me to jail. There was a warrant.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Oh, so you just got lucky.
Yeah, he was looking for some other guy kicking a vending machine. Oh. They called the cops on.
Probably because the popcorn didn't fall down. That's why.
Yeah, if it was now, I'd have a fucking million views and fucking be friends with Barstool.
Yeah. Great guys.
So this fucking Corona thing, man, I can't, you know, I'm in shock. I'm not even going to lie to anybody. I'm not a rich guy. I work every weekend. I work every fucking weekend, and you know, my check goes in my wife's hand and I pay my bills, and you know, I'm luckier than some, and not, you know, I'm not whatever. I don't have a fucking gazillion dollars in the bank. You know what I mean? So I have to work. Mm-hmm. I can't just take I can't just take time off. I work from December to June as much as I can so I can spend time with my kid in the summer, so I can take off a few weeks in August and blah, blah, blah. And then Friday night, I mean, we had this tour, the Creeps with Kids, sold out Gramercy. I mean, Tampa, Atlanta, Washington, all my dates. I mean, all my shows were fucking great. Mm. And Friday night, gone.
Yeah.
Everything was, I mean, my agent called me. I don't have a manager anymore. Thank God. I wouldn't be able to afford the fuck. But my agent called me and he was like, buddy, it's all going away. He's like, we're having meetings. It's happening to everybody. They're shutting everything. Nobody is staying open. And I was like, yeah, but I don't. In my head, I was like, okay, if this ever happens, if something happens when my career gets blown up, my agent tells me to go fuck myself, I always have the seller.
Right.
Right.
So I called up immediately, like Liz, Esty, and they were like, yep. So Saturday night, I was like, and then I got the call that it's done. Seller's done.
Yeah.
It's fucking done. And I'm like, I don't have work. Like, I don't know what we're going to do.
We were just saying, we don't know the next time we're going to be, we can't possibly predict the next time we're going to be on stage in front of a live audience.
It's going to be months.
Yeah.
People don't understand. It's going to be months. You're not going to get on stage and get paid enough to pay your bills to get that type of, and who knows when the crowds are going to show up again. Maybe they'll show up right away. Maybe they'll support. Maybe they'll be like, I need to get out. I don't know. They might not. They might be like, look, I don't want to fucking risk it. I don't want to. And I don't understand, like, what the fuck? Like, what are we?
The uncertainty.
What are you supposed to do?
The scariest part, because you go, what should we do? Should we just, you know, we're kind of just, you know, you see how the baseball season's pushed till mid-May at the earliest. And you look at these people where they're still down there in Tampa and they're getting ready for spring training, and it feels like that was stand-up where you're like, all right, well, just listen back to some old sets and
stay
fresh and stay sharp and get ready and do some podcasts, and all of a sudden you go, it may be 90 days.
This is it right now. Like, yeah. Anybody watching this, you got to go to my Patreon.
Yeah, Venmo me, please.
Patreon.com/Robert Kelly and join my Patreon for the next 3 months. I don't know what to tell you. You got to do it.
Yeah.
Because this is the only way I'm making content. I'm going to have to do 4 of these a week now.
Right.
On for Patreon only. I mean, it's the only way I can make cash.
Yeah.
My wife's a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
She's not only doing the mom stuff and the house stuff, she's a school teacher now. My kid's home from school.
Right.
She has to teach him, and I have to, but mostly her because we don't want him to fail. You know, she's a school teacher now, full-time.
Yeah. My wife, she owns her own business. It's a floral design company that mostly does big events and weddings. So her entire livelihood also revolves around large groups of people congregating.
Absolutely.
It's over.
And we have an 8-month-old baby.
Well, then that's sweet. It's so
Venmo, Michael, -Cannon-3.
Yeah, but here's the thing with a baby. It's at least it's formula.
Yeah, yeah.
My kid eats like a Viking.
Well, now he's eating
my
solids
kid,
and
my kid, yeah, but my kid eats steak. Yeah. My kid eats what I eat.
It's just,
and he, you know what I mean? Mike,
yeah.
It's, and I tried to tell my wife, I'm like, listen, go get food, but we're going to be fine. No, listen, if this gets worse, which I think it's gonna,
by all indications, they said it will 100% get worse before it gets better.
Yeah. Nobody, you don't know who has it.
The Chinese. They're handing it out like it's flyers.
Speaking of patreon.com/Robert Kelly, I have to read this real quick. These are the new members. Thank you for joining. I can't tell you from the bottom of my heart. John Kernin. Thank you. Andrew McLean. Merclean?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Look at both of you fucking millennials. You can't even stay with me. As soon as you get a break,
we didn't have the read.
Phones.
Yeah.
Huh?
We didn't have the read.
But you're still on the show. I mean, I'm still here. I still need help with the read. As soon as
McLean, John McLean. He crawled through the piping.
Peckless.
Or anybody else's.
How did you
knuckles?
Get a million views with that attitude?
Are anybody's knuckles white ashy for the first time?
My skin is dry from overwashing.
Yeah, I look like I work with my hands.
Colin Gleason.
Colin!
Pericles Katonis.
Pericles Katonis.
That sounds like a wizard.
Yeah. That sounds like a wizard spell. Pericles Katonis.
William Sears.
Sounds like somebody Colin quotes in his new show.
William Sears and Roebuck.
I told you.
There we go.
I put your phones down. So you
back okay? in.
Thomas Nicholas Thomas.
Charles Dickens character.
Tracy Vivilla. Vivilio.
Oh, Vivilio. Wow.
Jason Peake.
Jason Peake.
Steak sauce.
Steak sauce.
John Fuckerbutt.
That's my favorite.
That's my dad.
My favorite founding father.
John Fuckerbutt. Spencer Porter.
Oh.
Spencer.
Katie Yun.
Nah.
What do you mean, nah?
No celebration. I know what she's responsible for.
Oh, my God.
I'm shaking those hands.
Did you just call her a bat eater?
I don't think it came from that. I think it was made in a lab and escaped either accidentally
Can we please talk about that after we read this next name? Oh, these next five names? Because I do. Derek Stevens, Kevin Ford, Ben Davis.
Benny.
Suzanne O'Reilly.
Suzanne.
Andrew McCormick.
A lot of Irish.
Parker Benny. Hall. Adiro, Charlie R, Chad Fly, and Kathy Galilas.
Chad Fly sounds like a new YouTube sensation. What's up, guys? It's Chad Fly here, bringing you the...
That sounds like a radio guy from Long Island.
Yeah, it did.
I like the next Mark McGrath.
I want to thank you guys.
I feel like it could have gone to a fun place, but was abruptly stopped.
Thank you for coming, for becoming members. Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. That's where I'm going to be doing all this content from now on. So if you're watching this on YouTube, go there. If you're a fan or a subscriber here, please hit subscribe, become a member. And over there, it's a price of a cup of coffee for 3-4 months. There you go. Okay. Yeah, so I look, they're saying it's not someone didn't eat bat soup. A bat bit something that was in something that somebody ate.
This video actually,
it's not out of the question
why this happens.
Okay.
Which one?
Is this
the thing to pig, the chicken to pig transmission, and then we closely interact with pigs?
It's not about chicken to pig. It's about how wet markets work in China.
All right, hit the button.
San Francisco Chinatown, on every window, they have a do not take pictures thing. They're like, not allowed because we're doing some illegal gross shit. There was like an alligator foot with an extended bone with like the meat cutting off at the wrist.
You sure it wasn't a villain that a fucking superhero defeated?
Yeah.
Like Bruce Lee?
It may have been, yeah. Doc Ock.
Doc Ock.
I met the alligator guy. I forget his name.
All right, here we go. Ready? Let's watch it. If this is boring.
It was New Year's Eve 2019 when health officials in China admitted they had a problem.
Health authorities have activated their most serious response level after an outbreak of a new type of viral pneumonia
in central China.
A rapidly growing number of people were developing a dry cough and fever before getting pneumonia. And for some, it turned fatal. Doctors have named the disease COVID-19,
or
coronavirus disease 2019, indicating that a type of virus is causing the illness.
I have that.
When they try to trace its origin.
Quick pause. The reason why I think this is made is because this like shockingly looks exactly like HIV under a microscope.
Because they're both viruses.
But they have the same tentacles.
You're literally go from a very funny young man to the dumbest person I've ever
seen. I'm telling you the truth. If you don't want to look at the truth, dude, if you want to keep your head in the sand and be a sheeple.
A sheeple?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
And you can say pause anytime you want.
It's like saying spiders look like scorpions.
Huh?
Found a likely source. This food market in Wuhan. Out of the first 41 patients, 27 had been here. It wasn't conclusive evidence, but Chinese officials quickly shut down the market. They had seen this happen before at a place just like this.
Health officials are trying to get a grip on an alarming outbreak of SARS.
The virus originated in mainland China.
It spread across the country.
The disease had been festering for months in southern China.
Why is China at the forefront of every viral disease that comes across?
Because of these markets.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
But what is in the markets?
A lot of animals that shouldn't co-congregate.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude, we shouldn't be fucking.
That's what wet markets are.
Yeah.
Wet market?
They're called wet markets because it's just live animals that are all wildlife because they have wildlife farming, quote unquote. So
they have like dragon toe and fucking like tiger tongue that
first of all, there's no such thing
mixed in with poodles.
Well, yeah. Not dragons, but.
This is fucking. This is nuts.
Yeah.
This is fucking nuts. This is what fucks me up is that this happened over there. And now, for some reason, I'm out of a job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because of a market in Wuhan.
That fucking market, that market that looks like it's a bunch of sheds put together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm out of a job.
If all those people.
But not in 5 years. Months.
Yeah.
I mean, months. And it's here. What the fuck are we doing? Like, why isn't there? We have fucking planes that are helicopters and jets.
Yeah.
Okay. Lord knows what other shit we have. All the crazy fuck we have. The fact that we have phones that we can do anything we want it to do. Can you please get the fucking handle on this? Stop making new phones. Stop making thinner TVs. We don't need any more fucking fun games. Go take all those smart people and get them in control of this shit so that when this happens, we can push a button and a fucking bubble comes up over the fucking country and we don't have to have this shit happen to us again. Because we're not doing it. We're not eating fucking. It's not, and you guys want to eat fucking any, I don't care where it is in the world. You want to eat fucking weird shit? Go ahead.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do it, lock it the fuck down.
Clean it at the very least.
Lock it down.
Oh, dude, sullied bat is far better than clean bat.
You made it for the Irish. You called it Sully.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you. I heard that Trump, I'm not smart with this shit. I don't pretend to be with politics, but I heard there was an actual team that was together pandemic team that would go when this happened. They would go and they would fucking go to where it was and say, "Fuck it, done. This is what we need to do: shut down this and shut down and take care of it, so it wouldn't happen like it happened with the H1N1 flu." They were there, and he fired them.
Disbanded the team.
Could you, because you can go into any conspiracy theory now. You can go into, okay, how do we get Trump out? He grabbed him by the pussy, didn't take him out. Russia didn't take him out. All this shit we tried to do, nothing. He only got stronger. He's going to be the president for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
Because
there might not be an election.
Okay.
This continues through November.
Here's the thing. Here's how they're going to take him out. We have to kill a lot of people, but he actually fired the pandemic team.
Yeah.
And if we give a pandemic to the world and he's to blame for Americans dying, that's how we get him out.
Yeah, it's fun to think about, but I don't know if anybody is that actually competent.
I'm going
to
spread that rumor.
I mean,
well, you're the one spreading that rumor.
I think it was an organic assassination attempt put forth by the DNC. They tossed a couple Brazilians at Trump. They tried to pat his butt, shake his hand, lick his face, and nothing. The guy has taken so many penicillin shots that even the Wuhan flu, he's like
Mr. Burns in The Simpsons. He has every disease at once that are all perfectly counteracting each other.
Three students.
Plus, he goes to a tanning bed
you have
for an hour.
Breast
every
cancer
morning.
And you're pregnant.
Yeah,
crazy man.
Yeah, it's frightening.
Do you really think it's a conspiracy? Do you think?
I don't know. I'm always like kind of angling towards that sort of thing, but I just don't think people are capable of that type of.
Did you hear what the Chinese said today? Chinese government?
No.
That's Japanese.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah.
What's no like, in Chinese?
No.
That's Japanese again.
Yeah. It's
still Japanese.
That's Chinese.
Is that real?
No.
Or did you just say
that? My friend's Japanese mom said that Mandarin sounds like chickens falling downstairs and the other, and Cantonese sounds like people dropping silverware. That was another Asian country.
Wow.
What talking happened? About other Asians.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is dead?
Are you kidding me?
What happened?
Are you fucking kidding
me? See, this is why we got to look at our
phones.
Are
we shut down?
Tom Brady just signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
No. He went to work. Wait, is that with...
That's the real conspiracy.
Are you fucking kidding me?
The Buccaneers.
What is happening to the world?
Wow. They wanted Jameis Winston out there bad.
I was going to say, is Winston just out now?
How the fuck
did he sign with the Bucs?
How did Tom Brady, they gave away free tickets last year.
Yeah.
Why would he sign? Why would he do it?
That's $30 million for a year.
Yeah, but why? He could have gone anywhere just about.
This is the end of the world, man. I don't get it.
Well, all of their fan base is going to die from the flu, so he's not going to be able to play in front of many people.
In Tampa?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're all old.
Florida, right? Nobody's heating anything. My mom said she was driving home. She saw people on the beach today.
They don't give a fuck.
They're just
the Clearwater Beach. The Clearwater Twitter said to go take walks on the beach to get by.
Yeah, because they're just trying to free up some of that waterfront real estate.
Yeah.
That's all they're trying to do.
All the old people. Open mouth breathe while you're walking down the
closest. Those fucking old cunts that have been there for 40 years.
Well, here's hoping it resettles by September. I'll be at Side Splitters. And then we're doing the cruise together, buddy. How fun's that going to be?
You are not doing the cruise together. Me and you coughing into each other's
mouths. You think I'm going on a
cruise? Open mouth kissing?
You think I'm going on a cruise?
No.
I might have to. They said, China said today, they go, I read this in the news, we're gonna sink the U.S. in a sea of corona.
Why?
Who said that?
China. Because all of the medicine that we get, it comes from China.
Yeah.
We have the labs to put the medicines together to make them, but all the stuff.
We don't have mass produce.
They factories. Come from there, and they will not give it to us. And they're saying that they don't have enough, or blah, blah, blah. But then they said that on the.
Oh, so it's probably good that Trump is putting most of the blame on them.
Kind of like on Chinese flu, corona.
That's why they're doing it.
But I'm just a liberal cuck.
Well, that's why they're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, it's real gross.
It's a nightmare.
This affects so many industries, though. Like the one thing that is both comforting and terrifying at the exact same time is that such a large percentage of our country is in the same
super
exact
fucked.
Boat. Like everybody is at the 70% of the country is like paycheck to paycheck and like still like sliver fucking absolute razor thin margin paycheck to paycheck. Yeah. This is having so much economic ramifications for so many people that like they're already talking about like giving everybody $1,000 just to tide them over. And it's like when in 3 months, like are those checks going to be cut? In fucking 3 months.
And we don't get them because we're arts. We're creative people. Creative people ain't getting shit.
Thanks, Mark Ruffalo.
We're so...
Why him?
Because he's one of the lib cunts that got Trump to like basically redefine all of the tax law that, you know, hurts us in terms of our write-offs as well.
He did that?
Yeah, I mean, Mark Ruffalo is the ultimate lefty, you know...
Really?
Outspoken twat, yeah.
I can't... I like Mark.
I think he's really good.
Oh, Mark, is it?
Yeah, I've worked with him. I was in a movie.
Have you?
Yeah.
Which one?
I don't know, some fucking movie. I was an oil guy. I came up and he was like, what the fuck? I'm going to kill you. And I was like, all right, I'll leave.
That was great.
Yeah, pussy I was. It was called What Doesn't Kill You or some shit like that. Oh. Him and
So. I got some time to watch some movies, so I might rent it.
Dude, I can't fire. I'm so sad about this. I'm so sad because people are like, well, just, I love these rich comics or these comics that don't have anybody, have no responsibility, just have money. Just all, they literally can go and I'm fine for 3 years.
Right.
And I'll tour next. I'll just call my agent and tour. I'll just tour and do another special. I'll just make another special and tour.
Did you read Roy Wood's thing?
Well, here's let me just fucking finish with my rant before you fucking let me rant about something else. Is that it's like, listen, some people, most comics, you know, you stay home. You shouldn't go out. You know, if you go out and work, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
If you got enough money to not care about this, shut. Just sit quietly and quarantine and shut the fuck up.
There's so
we don't need to hear you because there's a lot of people that need to work.
Yeah.
And if somebody says, hey, I'll give you $100, they're going to have to go risk their lives or whatever the fuck they got to do to put money on the fucking table.
It's a noble cause, not a fucking
There's so many preachy, young, successful comics that have been tapped by the Comedy Central and industry and stuff like that that are riding high on the hog right now. They have their 30,000 followers. They can't believe it, all this shit. And they're giving direct-to-camera, serious PSAs about how people going outside is irresponsible and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, you don't understand. Like, this has happened before where the bubble of comedy has burst and then people were like then sent out back into the clubs where only 9 people would be there every single night. The demand for comedy all of a sudden seemed trivial and it wasn't a fucking a need for anybody. Yeah. You're out. Like, you don't even get that tapped on the industry. You're fucking like, if this continues to roll and everything is done and you can't make money on your own doing stand up or whatever the fuck, like, you're finished and you don't even understand that you're preaching to people that are kind of more prepared for this than you are. Mm. And also you're coming at it from a way that it's like, okay, I'll never trust or help this person ever in my entire life.
Yeah.
Cause they're so fucking like,
it's so self-centered to fucking give speeches right now to people that,
to my 30,000 followers, be sure, wash your hands for 20 seconds and don't go outside. It's irresponsible. It's like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, dude. You know what? Whatever the fuck you have that you don't, you can stay in for 5 months and it doesn't scare you, good for you. Good. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Just shut the fuck up. Seriously. Because you're a fucking numbskull. You really are. You're not smart. We're comics.
Mm.
We're not fucking Mensa. We're not geniuses. We're not political fucking figures. You're a fucking idiot with a dumb joke.
A disposable idiot.
And here's the thing.
Quickly aging out.
And I understand that if I was in the spot where I had tons of cash and I could sit out for a couple of years and just wait till this all blew over and I'd be fine, I would just shut the fuck up. And you know what else I'd do? I'd help some comics that need some help.
Yes.
Why don't you go to the people that and go, look, this is what I'm doing. Stop telling people what not to do,
right?
And why don't you fucking do something?
The solution, not the problem.
Fucking covet your fame, cocksucking motherfuckers.
What was the Roy Wood?
Sorry.
Roy Wood wrote this really great piece. I forget for what publication, but he was kind of talking about.
I rant. I don't write.
Right. Rant. But he.
Feel free to write my rant, and I'll post.
Yeah, transcribe.
Yeah.
But I'll only respond in rant.
that's my thing. I'm going to use that.
Yeah. So Roy wrote this really great piece just kind of about what comedians should expect and based on like his experience of being, you know, a 2-decade fucking road comic and understanding that once people come back to touring, there are going to be theater acts that are going against other theater acts that can't perform in those theater because it's such a condensed schedule. So now they're coming down to comedy clubs and they're going to be booting the fuck any mid-level performer like myself.
Yeah, we finally started headlining and getting gigs.
Done.
Podcast taking off. Done. Best year of my career thus far in terms of, it's the perfect time.
Well, look, I've been through this a couple times. Not this, but September 11th was very familiar.
Mm.
Even the streets of New York. There was these on September 11th, these buildings fell.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, they should have built them better.
Huh?
They dripped?
Fell? No, they fell.
Oh. They ripped.
Yeah, I remember that. That thing was like, oh shit. I remember doing shows downstairs. There was 9 people. Nobody wanted to go to a fucking show. Walking on the streets was very similar to now. Driving was fucking crazy. But this is worse. This is 100% worse, I think. Not worse as far as, you know, what has happened. I'm not comparing the two.
No.
I'm saying as far as what's going
shutting
on
in this, things down in this economically. Business.
Yeah, because like you said, this is going to, in April, it's going to be like, look, you can't, everything's done. Now, I mean, think about food. Mm-hmm. Think about, I mean, I went, you couldn't get eggs. You couldn't get toilet paper. People are hoarding shit.
People are worried about beef being tainted with the virus, and BJ's is now like, I think, not accepting some meat orders. So it's like an actual problem. Like there's going to be cast out meat. People are, you know, that shit is... It's fucked.
Yeah, and we're not prepared for it, and that's what fucking annoys me. We should be prepared for this.
Well, you know how to field dress a rabbit, so you're kind of.
Yeah, but I don't want to fucking use my abilities.
I talked about this yesterday.
It's too cold. Maybe it was this summer.
Lewis thinks he could survive longer than you in a post-apocalyptic world, and I said there's not a shot on the planet just because of how much shit that you have.
Oh, I thought you were going to say body mass.
Lewis.
Well, that was Lewis's argument.
I would survive longer with that. But yeah. let's all be real. Lewis is a fatso too.
Yeah.
When I see Lewis walking down the street with no shirt on, then I will bow and say, you know what? You're in shape.
Yeah.
But until then,
he's an old water balloon.
Yeah. He looks like a fucking candle. Okay. But Lewis would survive because Lewis would just take people's camps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Lewis is the Negan of the group.
Yeah, he would definitely just walk up and he'd be like, Bob, where are you? I'd be like, I'm up at this campsite with my fam. You can come up. Be like, who's next to you? There's this small, like, I'll take that. And I'll just walk over and I'll just go, I'm taking your wife. I'm taking this.
Yeah.
And now watch my son. And the guy would be like, okay.
This sort of situation kind of benefits Neanderthals like Lewis, actually.
He would. But here's the thing is he'd wind up being killed in the middle of the night by me. I would fucking put my bushcraft party boy knife in the base
Such
of his skull.
Nice.
And I'd push it in. And
like Maury,
and I would just see his eyes open. And then I would take his body out into the woods. And fucking lit it. And then James, and he'd be like, where's my dad? I'd be like, I don't know, but you can come with us, James. And James would be like, okay. And I'd take care of his son for him.
That's nice.
That's what he would want.
It's a nice thing of you to do.
Yeah. I would have to kill him in his sleep.
James.
No, Lewis. No, I would never kill. I would love James. James would be he's going to be great.
But usually when you kill a father, they typically find out about it later and then pledge undying revenge.
That would be later in life when I'm ready to go, by the way. Anyways, because right. I'm
well, then it's Max's job to be your bodyguard and take James's life.
Yeah, well, that's when James and Max will divide and then James will go, I'm leaving. And he'd be like, look, he'd wind up killing my dad. He wound up killing me.
Right.
And Max would be like, you know, look, I understand why you did that, but you should. And he'd be like, I'm leaving. He'd be like, no, you stay here. You know, and Max would be like, stay with us. You this is your community. He'd be like, no, I'm not. And he'd leave. Or maybe he wouldn't kill me. I'd still be alive, but I'd be ashamed of what I did. Max would not like me, which would kill me.
Right.
That would be worse than killing me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You'd beg for death.
I'd beg for death because Max is like, you killed his father. I had to, Max. I had to kill him because he was going to wind up killing you.
Have you ever
and fucking your mom?
I had to, Max.
Be like, Max, have you ever shared a cab with him? I can't explain.
Yes. He had a rival podcast network.
Yes, he
must be destroyed.
He literally stole everything did
and
just did it with a rich Jewish guy.
Yeah, now it's Riot Gas. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
I had a
Riot Gas is a great name for a podcast network.
I had a poor Italian guy who lived in Long Island. You had a rich Jew with a fucking father. I had nothing. You just stole whatever. I did it better. Did you?
He changed the colors.
Of course he did. Yeah, Lewis would have to go, but Lewis would survive.
Yeah, yeah,
he would survive. He'd murder. I would love to have if Lewis. I would have to be the motherfucker,
right?
Because Lewis doesn't have he doesn't have gears.
He's the muscle.
I would love to have Lewis be my second in command.
Your henchman.
Oh, I'd just be like, Lewis, kill Feeney. Why? I said kill. Okay. And just.
Oh, he's like Jeremy Renner from The Town. It's like, who's Kyle?
All right, let's go through the comics who survive. I have a community. We all go up to the campsite we went to last year. Right?
Yep.
And who survives and who doesn't?
I would.
You'll survive. Why are you surviving?
Because I would go to Walmart and or my father-in-law's arsenal, and I would get as many guns as humanly possible, and I would not be afraid to use any of them.
You already said you'd pull a fucking
right.
Vegas.
On anybody. And especially in a back against the wall, humanity is threatening to take my family.
What are we going to have? He's going to be pulling pranks.
He's dead.
He's dead.
Feeny's one of the first people that I
Feeny's
act.
Dead because once social media goes,
yeah.
He's irrelevant.
Also, I'm jealous of his viral video, so I blow his head off.
Yeah, but I'd be jealous too because I say this. We don't kill Feeny. We fuck Feeny.
I mean, we fuck him, kill him, then fuck him.
I just want to say I'm not consenting to any of this.
I say we start fucking him. And as soon as he gets crow's feet around those eyes, he's over. Done.
Yeah. We got to make him grow his hair out a little bit.
I'll tell you this. I've never. I'm
like
not. I'm a certain type of survivor. I'm not going to be the kind that's going to be like Walking Dead where we're going to go from camp to camp to camp. I'm going to find one location, stay there, and then guard that and go down with that ship and stay with it. I'm not going to be the person that's like, we got to move.
That ship is going to be down
the first 48 hours. I'll be the guy sitting on the other end of the door against the wall, shotgun, just waiting for the hordes of people to come in and then just
like
take
Black Hawk down.
Just take out as many as I can.
Here's how it would be. We'd invite him with us. And one night I go, Lou, Feeny's got to go. And he'd be like, and he would just go and snap his neck.
But yeah. Why are you killing
Lewis
me?
Would for sure have sex with him without you asking, though.
Oh, like, he'd fuck he'd his like, dead gotta, body.
Yeah, why not go. Keep me around?
For what? You offer nothing.
What do you mean?
He'll kill people and hunt, and he's ready to go. Lewis's muscle.
You need somebody to negotiate with the other clans, and you guys, frankly, don't have that. He's too aggressive. Lewis will just ape hit him.
What do I got?
You're the looks. I'm the smooth talking.
Wow, that was a pandering answer.
He's got the pouting lips. Look at those lips.
I don't like the
That's actually true. We might actually blind kiss each other on the lips just to like remember what it was like to have a partner.
We have our girls, man. Oh. I don't know why you're fucking me.
He murdered his wife first before anything.
We have our girls.
Before you showed up.
Yeah.
Hey, you have your kid. A boy, right?
He's a boy. Yeah.
But no, I think I'd be the negotiator. I'd be the spokesman for our tribe. You give me the message. I pass along. Hey. You know, Big Bob says this, that, and the third.
All right, so what do we do with Giannis and Chris D?
Chris has to stay around for sure.
Chris is going to be trying to fuck everybody.
Chris has got
to
go.
But also, no,
Chris is going to.
That's how we fight. We spread his diseases to other camps. Then it takes them out, and then we extend our
We
got to
kill
estate.
Chris right now. He's going to wind up just impregnating all the women.
Yeah, he's going to get everybody.
It's not going to be good, dude. Your wife, you're going to come into your tent one night, and he's going to just be balls deep in her butt.
I'd be fine.
I'd be fine
with that.
Now, Giannis, I agree with him on Chris thing. Giannis, I see as a guy who's
Chris is like an Excalibur. There was Arthur, and who's the other guy?
Lancelot.
He's like Lancelot.
Yeah.
He's going to come in, and he's better looking. He has better armor.
If Chris gives me a baby, I'll be fine with that as long as he doesn't, like, you know, poison my wife's vagina. If he leaves a disease in her, then she's got to go. He's got to go. But if it's just a baby, I can raise
really
that baby.
You really want his big hunk
mine.
In there?
I disagree. Right, well, I think because of his daughter, he will be different in this situation.
You out of your mind. He's not different now.
Yeah.
Why would he be different in the apocalypse?
Well, then she's
the apocalypse. I've seen him with his daughter. He's very different.
And I got to say this. I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like Giannis has gotten used to a certain level of living in terms of a comfort thing. He's got a nice house now. He drives a very nice car. He's got very nice doctors.
He's got money, right?
I don't know. I think they have money.
But that's the thing. Money means nothing once the world's over.
It's
so now,
all teeth.
I think we go up and we take his house.
That'd be a good place to.
I think we go up and we go, Giannis. We knock on the door. He goes, yo, yo, yo. And we're like, Giannis, let us in. He goes, guys, Giannis, I don't think you heard us. Let us in.
You know what?
And then he'd be like, all right. And we'd come in and then we'd take over his house.
And you know what we should do? I would love to have Verzi on the team because I feel like if nothing else, he's cooking.
He's slicing the garlic.
Verzi lives a few houses up. Of course, we have him on the team.
Yeah.
So we go up.
Oh,
there.
Feeny's gone because then we take Noam. Noam is a great fucking negotiator.
Noam from the cellar.
Yeah.
You know how many people would be mad at him? No.
But he has money?
Money doesn't matter.
I'm trying to
matter.
Get me off the team. I've already established my matter. Value.
But Noam is a good negotiator, and that was the You're, strength Feeney said he brought
he's
to
He's not
table.
A good negotiator.
He's a Jew
he's
lawyer.
He's not charming. No, he's, yeah, he's a good at lawyering.
He's good, he's good at lawyering.
That is not, negotiating.
He's no, not,
that's,
no.
That's legal. That's
not charming.
Yeah.
I don't know why you have I to, said Jew lawyer so harshly either. I'm now second guessing that in my head. yeah. I mean that with the utmost respect
for
both the religion and the profession.
If this
and to Noam personally.
So happy St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
We're all Irish. Ever comes back.
We're all Irish. On this podcast.
We really are.
Yes.
Except Mike.
Beanie, Kelly, and Cannon.
But Mike has the other drinking holiday that gets co-opted.
I got to do this ad real quick. You guys can get on your phones.
Can I tinkle?
Yes. Host. Oh, my fucking God. Listen, I can't fucking believe. I love this thing.
Tell me about it.
It's the best. And I'm not even joking. I love it. It's the best thing. And I've wanted this for years. Okay? Those are the listen, I love it. Really. Ready? Ow. Fuck. Shit. Oh, my God. Look what? At the blood.
Oh, no.
Yeah, those are the things I used to scream when I used to make, when I used to cut myself shaving before I knew about Manscaped.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when I used razors. I wanted to trim things down there.
You can nick the ball bag, that little
whistle. I used the buzzers.
Yeah.
God. And it had a cord, so you might get electrocuted.
You used to put the one leg up on the toilet.
It seat. Was terrible. Thank you, Manscaped, for turning my loud shrieks into multiple peaks. Okay? I love it. I really do. Look at men start taking notes. Manscaped. Accidents are finally a thing of the past. No more cuts, nicks. Manscaped's Lawnmower 3.0. This is their third generation trimmer featuring advanced skin safe technology. So you keep your bad boys nice and smooth. Man, having balls is a tough thing. People don't understand it.
It's so vulnerable.
They're vulnerable, but they finally made something. You don't understand it with the technology in Manscaped is crazy. They made something we need. The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created. And I just released a new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. When I tell you that this is a premium, I mean premium. The battery lasts up to 90 minutes, so you can take care of all of it. So that means if you're Greek, you can still trim your nuts. Okay? You can take longer to shave. One of the coolest features is the LED light, so you can see what you're doing. It illuminates the grooming area for a closer and more precise trimming. And let's not forget about the charging stand. It has a beautiful charging stand to show off your lawnmower, okay? Because, you know, you're proud of it. I love mine. I love that they made this. I really
got it.
This intelligently designed stand is rapid charging, so it charges it fast. Everything you get should be rapid charging. The fact that they give you stuff that doesn't have rapid charging blows my mind, and I'm glad that they did that. Okay? So many people have written in stories about how the Lawnmower 3.0 has changed their lives. They even included pics so I could see the smoothness for myself. I got to see nuts.
You did.
And they aren't kidding. You need to try this. All the fans of my podcast, you want to support my podcast, please go here right now. Get 20% off and free shipping. That's 20% off and free shipping when you use code DUDE at Manscaped. That's 20% off. Get 20% off and free shipping with code DUDE at manscaped.com. If you have nuts, you have vagina, whatever you have, and you do trimming, you need to go get 20% off and free shipping with Manscaped with code DUDE. That's it. Code DUDE at manscaped.com. That's 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com. And use code DUDE, D-U-D-E. All right? Your partner, your dick, and your balls. Well, thank you.
I will.
We're back. We get so much stuff here, man. Jesus Christ.
We do got to wrap.
We got to wrap. I know. We do have to wrap. Anyways, I want to thank you guys for coming in with coronavirus. I want you to say something to my fans real quick here, if you can. You ready? This is from you guys to my Patreon fans. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What are we saying?
You're going to say, I don't know. Merry fucking St. Patty's Day. One, two, three, go.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Happy St. Patty's Day. Slancha, top of the morning to you. Fucking salute a pint and drink with you and yours.
And as soon as you're allowed back out in the sun, enjoy your time because it's limited, as we've been taught.
That's good.
Oh,
that was good. He's definitely on the team because he's better
See
at you.
See what I mean?
You better at me?
Well, you did the thing. You were like, hey, happy St. Pat. You were just done. He went, hey, happy St. And he was lit up the room and he was like, and did it at the top of the morning, whatever else you need, come on in and give us your tomatoes.
You got me
out of tomatoes. And, you know, and you're like, yeah, hey, whatever you got.
It just, I have guns.
Yeah, I know, but we can't always go that route.
We can.
Buddy, you can't.
I can't stress this enough. This isn't only you or I are making the team.
I have motorcycles
we can both
and guns.
Be on the team.
Buddy, you can't just kill people. That's what I'm saying. I admire.
Kill or be killed in this world.
No, that's not where we're going. We're going to kill when we need to kill.
That's pandemic living.
No.
But let's Trojan horse it. Let me get us in there and then you kill. Mm.
Yeah, we need. Listen, don't want to lose people on our side.
Right.
You understand? Liz is here.
We have to
wrap up, I guess, right, Liz?
Yep. You gotta stop.
Dog.
We have to stop in 10 minutes, right? We're closing down. It's 5 of 8.
It starts in 4 minutes.
Okay. So anyways, you guys, thank you for coming in. What do you have? Now, listen, I know it's tough for everybody. We're going to get through this. I don't know what we're going to do. The waiters, the waitresses, the people that work at the clubs, the comics, it's going to change everything. 3 months off, or maybe 4, is going to be crazy. If you guys need anything, seriously, just contact your local mayor or governor, and they might be able to help both of you. I know you both have rich people in your lives, right?
I just
don't know
guns.
Who told you that, but yeah.
Yeah,
guys, as you've heard, our lives are rapidly going down the toilet. We each have a podcast together called the Irish Goodbye Podcast.
Yes.
It's on Gas Digital Network, rival studio.
It's not a rival. We're all together in this.
All right. Well, also,
I love Gas Digital.
If it's between us and them, always choose us. Go,
Gas Digital. Listen, that's not what I just said. I think I.
GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use code IGP. Yeah. The two of us, really, we need money way more than Bobby.
Wait a minute. I don't think that's
true. We have hoodies
true.
For sale on podcastmerch.com/IGP. Buy those. Please don't buy the t-shirts. We just took a large loan to buy t-shirts to bring them to Skankfest, and as you know, that's been postponed, so we are in the red. Buy some fucking sweatshirts. It'll cover your whole arm so you won't get corona.
All right, Mike, what do you got?
At Mike V. Suarez and on History Hyenas.
All right, History Hyenas. Don't promote another show.
On your
why are you? Yeah, I know, but I don't make any money off those fucks.
Yeah, well, I mean, sorry.
Buy our albums and watch my
they're
special.
Making
you said to promote what I'm doing.
Yeah, but you're doing my podcast. Promote my podcast.
I'm on your podcast right now.
They don't need help.
Rage Against the Rich.
I'm just mad because I pictured Christy fucking banging my wife now. That's why. I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
Go ahead. Do it
you're
again.
You're just mad because
Mike
is Mexican.
I'm at Mike Instagram, and you can hear me on Instagram as well.
Fucking hit him with
look at my sweaty pits.
Ugh. You really?
Oh my god!
Yeah,
that's just
anxiety of the unknown coursing through my body.
That's actually just called a Tuesday with you.
All right, I have no dates to plug because this fucking thing took it out. Oh god, go to patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Like I said before, if you're a fan of this podcast, I've been doing it for over 10 years for free every week. If you're a fan of this podcast, if you're a subscriber, we need around 1,000 people. We got around 374. We need more than half to subscribe for the next few months. I hope you like it. We're going to be putting content up there every week. We get Ari Shaffir live from the shed coming in a couple weeks. Jim Norton's
so
live
from the
shed.
You get to see the origin of the Kobe joke.
Live from the shed is going to be up there. And we're also going to be doing shows tomorrow night with Mike Calta at 8 o'clock from the shed. So please go up there and join patreon.com/Robert Kelly and be safe out there. If you have any questions, please email me from the Patreon or what's the other website, Mike?
rkpatreon@gmail.com.
All right. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks so much. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.